extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like? So Matt, welcome to Charlotte, North Carolina, where you already live. How long have you been in Charlotte?
I've been here for 8 years.
And is this your first ticket management sales job?
I started my baseball career with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And they're
the Iron Pigs.
Yes, you're very
familiar. Did they say the Iron Pigs or the Iron Pigs?
Well, it is one word with a capital I, capital P.
Aha.
But
it's like a Mac program.
Yeah. Nobody can spell it right, even though they want it spelled with a capital I, capital P.
People mess it up all the time.
Yeah. Were they division?
Two words.
Yeah.
Were they AAA?
Yeah, AAA. Philly's AAA team.
Oh, wow.
They've been in existence, I want to say, 11 years now.
Oh, wow.
So
what were you doing there when you started?
That was the beginning of my career. That's where I learned everything about the baseball operation, you know, everything from concessions to ticket sales. But then I also, my second year, I specialized in ticket sales.
Okay. So.
And then someone drug you to Charlotte? They recruited you to Charlotte?
Yeah, the baseball winter meetings, best place to land a job in our industry.
Oh, wow.
Had a bunch of interviews, and I knew the vision down here. I knew it was, at that point, we were at the old ballpark in Fort Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there was...
Is it Fort Mill or Fort Mills? Got it.
I knew there was a much quicker... for a AAA team, it was a smaller staff. So I knew it, you know, had opportunity where if I worked hard, you know, showed what I could do.
You could be the king.
You could grow. Yeah.
How's it going so far?
I'm the king.
Got it. Nothing better than king. Well, queen.
That's right.
So the challenge that you have now is you're in a great city where people are basketball fans and football fans, not necessarily baseball fans. What do you do to convert them to the baseball process?
All about the experience.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And that's minor league baseball as a whole. You know, our industry is affordable, family fun. It's not necessarily...
Our hot dogs are better than your hot dogs?
Well, it's a good thing when the hot dogs are tasty.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
And under 10 bucks.
Yes, $12 for a beer. It's not at our ballpark. But it's all about the experience, just having a good time. But, you know, the team does help. You've got prospects. You've got future Hall of Famers and superstars.
So how do you sell that experience? How do you communicate it to your prospects?
A variety of ways. Like we were talking about is, you know, YouTube videos on our website. I know it's not the same as smelling the hot dogs or hearing the crack of the bat, you know, with your live ears.
Mm-hmm. Or hearing someone swear.
Yeah.
Because you probably edit out all the swear words, right?
More in Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania than in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right.
But again, it is kind of trying to get them out to the ballpark too. So, you know, if you get them out and you do a quick tour, that does wonders. You know, when we were selling our suite leases and timeshares, before the ballpark was even built, number one sales tool was during that construction phase, wearing a hard hat.
Yeah.
You got someone out there to tour and look at the suites.
I love that.
It was amazing.
So now you have, now you're seasoned. You know, you've been there a few years.
Yeah.
People know the ballpark. People know that the Charlotte Knights are in town. They know the fireworks on Friday night or Saturday night, whenever you have them. What's the obstacle now for selling out every night?
Honestly, it's... You know, teaching,
no, lie to me. Come on.
It's teaching people how to use the tickets,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's for client entertainment, you know, employee appreciation, in order to sell larger packages and better options, you know, it's finding a good fit for them.
And is it also the home team, the baseball home team that's visiting?
To some extent.
You know, it's my hometown, so I'm a Phillies guy. So I would want, and I'd love your shirt, by the way. Matt, for those of you unaware, is wearing a Philadelphia Eagles jersey because the Philadelphia Eagles were 13-3 and are now about to enter the playoffs where we are going to crush the Atlanta freaking
Don't jinx
Falcons.
It. Aren't you not supposed to say that?
No, don't worry about
well,
it.
Well, I will say this. So I've got a bigger meeting today with a client that has
bigger.
Wait,
no,
bigger
no, no,
than us.
All right,
bigger
so
than us.
It's a client from Charlotte. He's very involved in Charlotte.
Right.
And big Panthers fan.
Yeah.
My question is, when I go to this meeting, and it's a big meeting. We're
How
talking
about those Panthers.
Yeah. So do I wear the Eagles?
Of course you do.
Just wear it with pride, or
Hell
do
yeah,
I?
You
I think
do.
You wear it the, because it's authentic to you.
And it's a conversation starter.
You're right. You're right.
That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, "This kid's got balls. He wore an Eagles shirt when he's in Panther country."
Well, but then I'm going to also pitch supporting your local team, and I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah. So here's what to do. Do you have a Panthers anything?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But just put it in your briefcase. And say, in case my Eagle shirt falls off, I put this one on.
There you go. I like that. Sorry to get off topic there. But
okay.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's on topic.
So you're now at the ballpark. It's now April the 15th or whenever the first game of the season is. It's 47 degrees outside, which is not going to be the most fan-friendly time. And you're trying to get people to show up at the ballpark. What do you do to get the fan to actually show up at the ballpark and do stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you've got the promotional side to
it. There's no halftime. There's no...
No, but a giveaway, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, Charlotte is a little bit different where we don't really value bobbleheads as much. We do a lot of player appearances, celebrities, mm-hmm. Bill Buckner's of the days. And
got you.
We open up actually with the Yankees affiliate,
Jim
so
Tony.
That'll help.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so they come in for the first four games. April is your most challenging month. There's no doubt about it.
But you're a White Sox team, so you have famous White Sox players?
We do. We do. Yep.
You have a White Sox history?
Well, see, the White Sox, this is our 20th season with them. They've been our affiliate for 20 years. In those 20 years, the White Sox haven't been the greatest, I would say. But the history of baseball in Charlotte as a whole, I don't think you should necessarily focus just on the White Sox, even though you still have some loyalty
there. The
Charlotte
Hornets were the original baseball team here.
Cal Ripken played here.
Yep.
I know if baseball fans here in Charlotte, I bet you if you polled them, if they knew Cal Ripken played here, half of them wouldn't.
No. I think Rochester Robins, I think he also played, but no big deal.
But, April, there's different focuses at different points of the year. For April, it's school still in session.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of course groups, national anthem performers, whether it's a group within a school, Little Leagues, we do well in Little Leagues April, May.
Oh, yeah.
So different months of the year kind of blend well with things that are going on.
Do you know George from Mr. K's?
I know Mr. K. I've met George personally.
Okay. He's a big Little League guy. I'll introduce you. We'll network with Mr. K.
Do they sell vanilla ice cream there?
They do, unfortunately. Yeah, they have soft serve, but they also have chocolate if you want it.
Everyone needs a little help, even if you have trouble admitting it. You need sales help. It doesn't matter how long you've been in sales. The more you learn, the more you earn. If your sales need help, it's time to consider the Gittimer Learning Academy. It's the fun and easy way to brush up on sales fundamentals and learn new advanced strategies to close your next deal. We've got hundreds of hours of lessons on closing, referrals, prospecting. It's like Jeffrey sitting there right next to you, helping you close your next deal. You won't find a more comprehensive library of sales knowledge that you can actually use. Go to GittimerLearningAcademy.com and sign up for a free demo. Did I mention it's free? Free demo. I like free.
So the challenge then for Matt is you also have a team of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And salespeople that pick the phone up and have to make a cold call and say, "Hey, I'm with the Charlotte Knights and we have baseball. Please don't hang up."
Yeah. Now, that's been my number one challenge. So I've, management side of things, mm-hmm. and just leading.
Let's call it leadership.
So how big is your team?
Yeah, it's leadership. our tickets, we've been growing and growing. So we just started an inside sales department. But, we've averaged about 12 on our sales team. We're now up to 16 to 18.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a younger, for those that don't know minor league baseball, it's definitely a younger demographic.
Mm-hmm.
The hours are very demanding, especially during the season. So we're there, as early as 8, Brett, one of our sales reps, our director of season memberships, he shows initiative where he gets there at 7 o'clock each morning, where
love
we're there
kind of
all
I
day.
Kind of
you know, so we're
yeah.
plugging away, making
and
calls all day.
The game.
And then you're rolling right into the game, and, you're dealing with client issues, or, you've got to think on the fly. You could pull the tarp on the field. Could start raining and we're down there pulling the tarp on the field.
You are?
Yeah, we all do. That's minor league baseball.
Wow. Everyone pitches in, literally.
I would have the title of tarp puller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on weather.
But so we can honestly, like, if you have a rain delay, you know, and everything going on, you could be there till 1 o'clock in the morning, turn around, you know, and
still
you're getting there between 7 and 9 o'clock in the morning and doing it, not only just doing that for one day a week, I'm talking doing that 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And then Saturday, you get a break because you can come in at noon. Huh. But then we go out and have beverages the night before till 4 a.m. anyways.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're doing it 7 days a week, and it's very grueling and demanding.
So how do you inspire your team?
That's a tough question. I can't give away all my secrets
on
this.
Oh, come on. Give us, one thing you do consistently to motivate,
besides
inspire
giving beers
your team.
And that
no,
kind of
I
stuff.
Think connecting with them is the most important. I think that's step one, is you have to build that connection and you have to build that respect. I would say, you know, my number one philosophy, and you know, this is a credit to my dad and, you know, my family values, is leading by example,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what I preach on it.
So you're friendly, but not friends, or do you make friends also?
Well, that's a tough, no, it's definitely, you know, we're definitely friends, but I think you do have to kind of find everybody's different. And I think each individual on your team is different, mm-hmm. Where I don't think you can really you can't describe your type of relationship as a best friend or everybody's
but
different.
How do you have quotas every day? You want people to make 100 dials or 58 dials?
But I think, you know, you have to build a respect in the office and outside the office too. You know, some of the best conversations you can have is not a 30-minute face-to-face meeting you have scheduled with them, is having a couple beers at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that even goes for our organization. Some of the best ideas we come up with as a team is when we might have that liquid courage in us to say it, you know.
Yeah.
But everybody's different too. And that, I'm not saying that's the best idea, but, you know, some people thrive when they're drinking coffee or, you know, doing team building activities.
Death Wish coffee.
Yeah. I thrive on Death Wish as well.
So the challenge then for you is that you have to sell in the off season as well as the on season. It's now the off season. We're in the winter hibernation.
Now, this is our in season for sales.
Got it.
Yep.
What's the off season?
The off season, there is no off season.
So after the World Series, it doesn't tail off?
I would say, you know, that November, December is the toughest months. Mm-hmm. But that's still, you know, that's when you're planting the seeds, whether it's a new client or, you know, building a relationship with, you know, past.
So let's look at Matt as an example, because he is young. He has a team of 15 people. He is very assertive as a manager because his leadership style is hands-on, not just leading by example, but in my opinion, setting a standard. We've come to know Matt, and he is a classic example of what the new world of sales is about to become. He's a student, and he's a damn good student, but he's also a practitioner. He can pick the phone up because of his experience and show a young person, this is how you do it. And he's a young person. So I think that his message is a lot more transferable, as opposed to, I've been doing this for 38 years, and then all of a sudden no one's going to listen.
Right. Because you're doing it the same way that you expect them to do it.
Yeah. And we're big on relationships, and that's the beauty of, you know, our role, you know, and especially if our management preaches relationships. It was preached time and time again, and it, you know, it's finally clicked over the last 2 years. And that, you know, having that to fall back on, our sales reps, you know, we're just telling you, go out and meet people, you know, have a great conversation, mm-hmm. get to know your folks. That's the best part of selling, you know, mm-hmm. is getting to know everybody's story and getting to know more about people. And selling has that, just to some people, has that negative, you know, tone
pushy
to it.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when you just dive deeper and, you know, just think big picture, and it's striking a conversation, building a relationship, and you get to know people, you know.
Yeah.
There's going to be excitement this year at the Charlotte Knights Stadium. Actually, it's the BB&T
Ballpark.
Ballpark, sorry. And it's right uptown in Charlotte. You can walk to Clover Joe's.
We're going to go to almost every game.
Yeah. You can walk to Clover Joe's and get a cheesesteak, which some people—
Or you can eat in the stadium.
Some people erroneously call it a Philly cheesesteak.
It is the best Philly cheesesteak in Charlotte. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And when I met you, you know, when I think we might have talked about Clover Joe's in the first 20 minutes of talking to each other. I knew you were a Philly guy from that moment.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
That's true. So it's a pleasure having you. We're going to have you back in season so that we can talk about what's actually happening at the ballpark and what are the memorable moments that you're doing in order to be able to ensure that that customer comes back again to more games or refers somebody or renews for the next year. I think that's the whole...
Perfect.
Yeah, that's the deal. And
can we make a sales pitch real quick together?
Sure.
Go for it.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you own a business or you're looking for the perfect option for client entertainment, you know, building relationships with your employees, rewarding your employees, do you not agree that baseball tickets, if you have
and if you're listening
to this, there's a very good chance that you have a minor league or a major league baseball team within at most a half hour radius of you. And, you know, I encourage you to look into the opportunity. Look for your local, you know, team around you and at least consider it and look at those values that you can get by taking somebody to the ballpark.
Matt, we're going to take our entire team to the game and we're going to report back on our experience.
But if you're a business owner, if you're a business owner, don't only think that I'm going to take my employees. You can take your customers. Mm-hmm. You can take your prospects. You can take your vendors and you can use charity as a way to get people to ball games. If you're a family and you want to take your kids to games, you don't necessarily have to buy a full season ticket, but you definitely want to take your kids to a ball game. It's the most fun things that you fun thing you can do. There are all kinds of clubs and networking clubs, and they would want to come to an event. You may even want to sponsor things. You may want your name up in lights at the back of the stadium. It's kind of cool. And it's affordable.
When I said, you know, I like going out and whether people like to have drinks or people like to connect with coffee or everybody likes to connect in different ways. But the experience at a baseball game, you know, if you are a manager or in a leadership role, is the perfect opportunity to connect with somebody in that environment.
Yeah, it's relaxed. It's fun. It's friendly. 100%.
At the BB&T ballpark. It's conducive to being open and communicative. It's a wide open ballpark. There's no bad seats. You can sit on the lawn or you can sit in your chair. And I'm excited about it. I'm totally excited about it. So let's play ball and we'll see you again soon. Thanks for being here. This has been a Cellar Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.